Hi everyone, and welcome back to Fire Emblem Film and my review of Dungeons & Dragons, the Blu-ray release, which is coming your way on Blu-ray on the 31st of July, as well as DVD, 4K UHD, and is already available by digital download. Now, this was one that I missed earlier in the year, so I was very glad for Paramount to send it out to me, so thank you very much to those. Just having a look at the case, so action-packed and hilarious from Total Film, the movie this game deserves from Den of Geek, and the boy on the back is a charming thief and a band of unlikely adventurers undertake an epic heist to retrieve a lost relic. But things go dangerously awry when they run afoul of wrong people in this hilarious and action-packed thrill ride critics are calling the best movie of the year, starring Chris Pine, Star Trek, Michelle Rodriguez, Fast and Furious, Reggie John Page, The Grey Man, and Hugh Grant, The Gentleman. So I've had a look at the film, and I've had a look at the features, so I'm just going to sort of take you through a bit of a long list of the features. Now, because of the way that this has been released, so it's DVD, Blu-ray, 4K, UHD, Blu-ray, and there is a Steelbook as well, they've separated a lot of the features. So on the 4K only, there is Fantastic Foes, which explores the dark side of D&D, The Bestiary, which is the cutting-edge visual effects, Forgetting the Forgotten Realms, Discovering the Secrets Behind the Exciting Sets, and then moving into the Blu-ray disc, so the one that I had access to and the one that I was able to sort of like have a look at. So from Dice to Dragons, Honoring the Lore. So this is sort of behind the scenes looking at the game and looking at how the film was going to effectively reflect the game. Rogues Gallery, The Heroes, Dungeons and Dragons. So again, that's a look at the cast. Broadswords, Battle Axes and Badass Brawls, action set pieces, deleted and extended scenes, as you would expect. And then on all of them, so the 4K UHD, the Blu-ray and the DVD is a gag reel and some of the deleted and extended scenes. So, the film itself. Now, so Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez play Edgin and Holger, respectively. And they are thieves looking to rescue Edgin's daughter from the old accomplice Forge. Now, Forge is played by Hugh Grant. All of the cast throughout this film are doing exactly what they do best. It's Chris Pine playing a charismatic, charming, likable lead with a good balance of humour. Michelle Rodriguez being the sort of impenetrable muscle of the film. Justice Smith being a sort of out of his depth sidekick. So he's a sorcerer. And the running joke is that he's not a very good sorcerer. And Hugh Grant chewing the scenery, loving his time as a baddie. For me, there are some strong elements in the film. There are some weaker elements in the film. So I enjoyed the particular sort of fantasy elements, very similar to Harry Potter. I thought the thing that worked best for it was its levity. And it reminded me a lot, in terms of levity, of something like A Knight's Tale, where they're taking this sort of period piece, they're having a lot of fun with it, you know, the costumes, the wigs, the sets, the props, all that kind of stuff. But it does at times get bogged down in the sort of slurgy jargon that you expect of something of this ilk. So something like a Game of Thrones, Dungeons and Dragons, a Harry Potter. So things like, and I wrote these down, and yeah. So the modern Canaan, which I believe is something to do with the game. Now, I have no idea about the game. I am a layman when it comes to the sort of game here. The Tablet of Reawakening. And you even get to a point where you have a hither and thither staff. So there's a lot of sort of splurgy jargon that's going around and being used, and it does bog itself down a little bit in that. I thought Reggie John Page's character, I thought at some point they were trying to evoke Guardians of the Galaxy style, in that he is very Drax. He's very sort of says it as it is. He doesn't take sarcasm. He's literal in everything that he means and everything that he says. And, you know, I could see the sort of influence that they had there. But again, I'm not too familiar with the game. I was viewing this primarily on the film. From what I understand from fans of the game, that this has done it a service. It's done it pretty well. People enjoyed it. People were hoping to see another one. Reminded me a little bit when I did my research of the whole Flash sort of argument slash rant that I might have gone on the last review, in that this Dungeons & Dragons has been considered to be a bomb because it didn't make its money back. And again, like, looking at the way that it's been released, you're looking at this and that, it's just like, cinema at the minute is where it is. Things are doing well, things aren't doing so well. You know, you've kind of got a Barbie and an Oppenheimer behemoth at the minute. But I feel like everything earlier in the year is sort of suffering a little bit. So hopefully this finds its audience on digital and on physical release. So again, Dungeons and Dragons. I will say it probably already has found its audience, because when I was looking on iTunes earlier, it was number one in the charts. So I'm assuming that's where a lot of people are sort of picking it up from, that sort of convenience of being able to watch it from home. So that's a short one from me. I thought it was okay. Nothing too spectacular. The disc is packed full of features if you're into those kind of things and you want to have a look at stuff. I would imagine this is mainly for the fans. I think as a sort of layman, again, I thought it was absolutely fine. It is a bit long. You're looking at around about 2 hours and 14, I think it was. And me and my wife both sort of agreed that, yeah, why did it have to be that long? It didn't need to be. It could have had a couple of minutes chopped off its runtime, but it's not a bad film by any means. Absolutely fine. So that's Dungeons & Dragons. It's coming your way on DVD, Blu-ray, 4K UHD, and 4K UHD and Blu-ray Steelbook on the 31st of July, so this coming Monday. And it is already available to download and keep from places like iTunes, Rakuten, and all those good places. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, look after each other, and I will see you next time.